Dr. Jonathan Snow is coordinator of the International Relations Middle East Studies at Rono College.
As much as hawks would like to believe, hey, you just go in and take it out through kinetic strikes, you can't do that. There's too much knowledge. It's spread out throughout the country. There's probably hidden sites we're not totally aware of. They absolutely knew it was a threat for years. The reason that the Fordo site, for example, this underground site, was built the way it was, is to withstand a major attack.
President Trump is pushing for a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Iran, which has seen some of its allies in the Middle East weakened by the Israeli military.
We don't know where their stockpile of highly enriched 60% uranium is at this point. There's conflicting reports about whether that could have been smuggled out, whether it was still in the site. That is what you would need to sort of quickly build a weapon, though having that itself isn't enough to do it. You're going to need to have reactors. You're going to need to have weapon systems. So you're still talking about something that, if they start doing it, there's going to be some evidence of it, and that's where you could see another attack.
Snow says with an Iranian regime more interested in survival after 40-plus years of rule, they may be interested in seeking a long-term peace and a non-weaponized, verifiable nuclear program as well. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.